All right. We are live currently. Welcome in to episode number 31 of the Toilets to Titles podcast. This is week number 13, and I am here with my main man, my co-host, Justin Stevens at JustinFF_Justin. What's happening?
Oh, not much going on here. I guess, obviously our teasers have been around about some big things coming up, and you can see the big things behind me. And I don't mean, Barney the Buck back here either.
Barney the Buck.
I'm pretty excited about today's episode because this is the first of many from a new studio. So, well, we're going to be talking about those big upgrades here in just a little bit, but for now, yeah, I've been looking forward to this episode for 2 weeks now, so should be a good one.
Man, I've been looking forward to this episode since the Ravens were supposed to play on Monday, and then when they were supposed to play on Tuesday, and now they played on Wednesday. But at 3 o'clock, that was phenomenal because I had a lot of games. I had three games kind of up in the air that could have been decided by this game, and they all went very well. So I was glad that I didn't need to wait till like 10 or 11 o'clock at night to be, you know, slowly fading, but also holding on to hope that I might win. So I'm glad that that's over with and I can move on to the next week, week number 13. Excuse me. Everybody, you know, if you're listening to the show, you could find the show on Twitter at Toilets2Titles, and you could find me on Twitter at Coach Sheps. It's at Coach S-C-H. Other co-host who isn't here currently is Nate. He's at Nate_Dirt19. And if you would like to listen to us on any other way than you are listening to us currently, I want you to know we are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Podbean. We record live on YouTube. You can find us on our YouTube channel, Periscope, and Spotify. We even got Ben, our Aussie friend, showing us today a picture that we were his top played podcast this year on Spotify. And that was a great honor. And if anybody else got that alert from Spotify showing us as your top rated podcast or top listened podcast from the year, I would appreciate it if you DM'd us and sent us a picture of that, because that made me feel warm and cuddly inside. Justin, how'd you feel about that, man?
I tell you what, I told Ben in the group chat that stuff like that is what helps motivate us for the show. You know, like, I know it sounds cheesy as hell, but I'm a cheesy guy, so I don't mind to say it. But
and you're wearing orange.
That's right. Like a big cheese ball. It was more of a pumpkin look that I was going for, but cheese balls work as well. But yeah, no, when it comes to stuff like that with Ben, like I said, we do this show mainly for us to have fun and sit and chat and talk football, and to know that there's other people out there that are listening that are also having fun, man, that's just cherry on the top. So yeah, it definitely means something, Ben. I know, it might've sounded kind of tongue in cheek because sometimes we all joke around and just be silly in that chat. But honestly, it really does mean a lot. And I'm really glad that you shared that with us.
Yeah, man, that was awesome. Awesome. And you know what else would be awesome? If anybody who's listening to the show would take the time to go to our YouTube channel, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, throw us a review on Apple Podcasts, all of that stuff, iTunes, all of that. That would help us. That helps the algorithm. Giving us a 5-star review helps more listeners find us. And ultimately, that would be huge for us. And the way that we're helping people this year is we made a pledge prior to the year that every 50 followers we received, we would be donating $10 to Fantasy Cares. And we're currently are at 100. We hit 100 a few weeks ago, so that was pretty big. Our next target is I don't know what I'm not sure what that drew. I think that was applause that was there, but
we hit 100 again.
Well, there it is. All right, so our next target is 739. We'll be at 110. We are at 714 followers, so we are 25 away. If you'd like to help us, help somebody, find us on Twitter at ToiletsToTitles and throw us a follow. Justin, I think we have a winner of that Gardner Minshew autographed rookie card that we've been talking about the last few episodes. Who's the winner, man?
Yes, we do. We have a winner. His name is Beryl Joffrey. Beryl Joffrey. I should know that by now. But Beryl Joffrey, he actually maximized his potential entries by sending the DM to show that he is a subscriber to the show. He also liked the tweet, retweeted it out, So Beryl, congratulations on the new Gardner Minshew autographed football card. I will be getting your personal information from you probably shortly after the show tonight or maybe tomorrow, and we'll be getting that shipped out to you as soon as possible. So appreciate you listening and following the show, and honestly, I actually do know Beryl through this group chat, and I can honestly tell you it really was 100% solely a completely random drawing. I did one of those randomizer wills and it happened to land on his name, but the fact that he's been a huge supporter since day one does make it a little bit more special. So thank you, Beryl.
As soon as I get that address, if it's a weekday, Saturday and Sunday won't be at the office, but if it's Friday or Saturday, I'll get it out on Monday. But if I get the address on Thursday, I'll get that thing out in the mail on Friday. But Justin, what do you think we need to do for our next giveaway? I'm down here in my little cave. I got this Leighton Vander Esch rookie auto. I got this Michael Gallup rookie auto. I got this AJ Brown one, 29 of 49. That one's pretty clean. You need to go on the YouTube channel and watch this if you'd like to see. Here's another AJ Brown with a tricolor patch with this Alvin Kamara. Justin, what do you think about this Alvin Kamara right here?
Oh man, from the Vols.
That's a rookie. All I do is rookies, man. I don't got time for anything else. Terry McLaurin, this is a rookie card right here.
What I think, especially after seeing the AJ Brown, the McLaurin, the Kamara, I think what I really think is I'm gonna have to start setting up some burner accounts and try to win these things.
Devin White. I got Devin White right there, man. Oh, how about this one? Any Florida State fans or just LA Chargers? Derwin James. Okay, I could keep going. I'll show this last one. It's Visca right here. LaVisca Chenault.
All right. That's your guy right there.
That's him, man. That's him. All right. So I won't. That's a little bit of a tease of what's to come next. It might hurt me a little bit more than a Gardner Minshew auto to get rid of one of those guys, but it's possible. If we get our following up through the roof and we get enough comments or likes or shares, I might just have to do it, you know, for the people here. But we got some collaboration news. Are we going to talk about this yet? Are we ready to roll with this, Justin? What do you think? Or should we tease it a little bit longer?
No, we're going to talk about half of it tonight because I think that we all feel comfortable enough with the merger here to, or I don't want to call it a merger, more as of a collaboration or we're just coming together to help support each other. But I think we're ready to talk about that. And that is through Moonlight and Outdoors. I know you guys can't see it right now, but we've got up here on the wall, it says MLO for Moonlighting Outdoors. Sorry, there's no G on the end. These guys made sure to let me know that there is no G on the end. It's Moonlighting Outdoors. You can follow them on pretty much everywhere else. Like they're on Facebook and they're on YouTube, I know for sure. As a matter of fact, here's their intro. If I get it right.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Moonlighting Outdoors podcast. If you hadn't already, please go on over and like and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as our Instagram and Facebook. Thanks, guys.
So the Moonlighting Outdoors channel is primarily a hunting channel, and you can tell by Barney the Buck up here. I don't know if that's really his name. I'll get his real name beforehand because, you know,
Barney the Buck.
They're all crazy and they name their kills, and that's all cool. But these guys have a very large support and a very large following in the hunting industry, and they're looking to branch out. They chose Toylist the Titles of all shows to come together with them so that we can try to get our name out there a little more. We can try to help get their name out there a little more. If any of you are into hunting, and I know some of you are because I've heard you guys talk about it in the group chats, I'm telling you, this show is amazing. I'm not even a hunting guy anymore, not since high school. And some of these shows, some of the stories that these guys will tell you, from the little kids that are talking about how excited they are about their kills to and their hunts in general, to the old men that have been doing it for decades that have some stories that will absolutely floor you. Like, it is a wild show. It's a great show. It's a hell of a lot of fun. So make sure you check them out as well, and then make sure you let them know that you heard about them through us, so that we can kind of show them that we can give a little bit back too, after they're doing all this to give us this beautiful studio for me to talk to you guys out of.
Yeah, man, you look really good tonight. Like, usually you're like a 6 or 7, tonight you're like a 9.
Hey, don't tell me that when you got that nice dark mood lighting going on in the background.
It's intentional. I got to stay at an 8 or 9.
Hey, wait till next week because No Shave November is over. I did leave the beard on for a couple more days here just to remind you all back home one more time. Don't forget to check your junk, all right? And it's very important. Men's Health Awareness is November, but that doesn't mean we only check for lumps and bumps in November. So I will be shaving the beard, which will probably I'll probably lose my reminder to tell you guys that every week. But just please remember that.
I'm sure we could come up with another reminder for how to tell everybody to keep checking their junk. We'll have to picture
diagram in the back here.
Yeah, of somebody, or we could just draw it every week, you know, on a chalkboard or something. But all right, enough with the nonsense and the jibber jabber over here. Let's move on to some news. All right, we got some injury news from week number 12. Justin, why don't you take us through the injury news from week 12? What's up, Uncle Steve? I see you in the chat. Happy to see you, man.
All right, so you said injury news. Yes.
Injury news, man, week 12.
We do have some injury news from week 12. All right, DJ Moore had an ankle injury. The x-rays came back negative, so it's not like a break or that dreaded Achilles that a lot of people thought initially. But if for whatever reason DJ Moore is not able to go after their week 13 bye week, so remember they do have a bye week in week 13, so he could potentially come back and play in week 14, but if he is not ready to come back and play, make sure you're ready to fire up your Robbie Anderson and Curtis Samuel shares that you have. Josh Jacobs, ankle sprain. Now, I have a theory on the ankle sprain here, and I'm going to talk about it after I talk about Dalvin Cook as well, so I'll mention both of these together. But Josh Jacobs had an ankle sprain, and they're not sure on the timetable. It didn't look super aggressively bad, but he did leave for the remainder of the game. Dalvin Cook had a severe ankle injury as well, but he did come back later in the game, so they don't think that it's all that too serious. But one thing that I thought was kind of interesting is that both of these guys fumbled the ball on the play that they got hurt on. So, and I've seen some guys do this in the past, mainly at the high school and college level, but I think sometimes these guys, I don't know how to say it, but without actually saying it, it's hard to see how they actually injured themselves and fumbled the ball away like that. And then especially in Dalvin Cook's case, where he can come right back and play a little bit later, like he started jogging on the side. I don't know. It's kind of coincidental, but it seems like a lot of times when a guy fumbles the ball, he seems to be hurt. If you know what I mean, like maybe their pride is a little bit hurt.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to start.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down, man. Right. I get it.
I'm going to start looking into that a little bit more and start monitoring that a little bit better. Like when I hear that a guy got hurt, I want to go back and watch the play, see if he fumbled. And then if a player gets hurt on a fumble play, I'm probably not going to worry as much about it for him missing time that following week. Cause it sounds like both of these guys have at least a shot at playing this week. Let's see, Philip Lindsay, he had a minor knee injury. that one's a little bit different because he left the game and he was also a quarterback on like 9 out of his 14 snaps playing that Wildcat back there. So he was pretty important and pivotal to his team to be out there, and he wasn't able to go back out. So that one concerns me a little bit. But as of right now, we don't have any like aggressive news either way. Danny Jones had a hamstring injury, and this one looked really bad at first. And he played the next play too, just to try to see. And you could tell immediately he wasn't going to be able to go. Now the team's saying that the injury probably isn't as bad as what we all thought it looked like on TV when we were watching the game. So it's interesting. He might actually be able to play. I'm going to guess just by looking at it, because you could actually see the muscle on his hamstring go back and forth on the replay. It was kind of ugly.
That don't sound good.
Right. I'm going to imagine that Colt McCoy is probably going to play at least a game, but with the Giants incredibly in demand of that division with only 4 wins, there is still a slight chance they try to rush him back so that they can try to win that division and get into the playoffs. Because you know, coaches coach for the now to win now. So, Teddy Bridgewater, he left the field after the last play, favoring his left arm. Teddy is right-handed, so he's a right-handed thrower, and they have a bye week in week 13. Everything I'm reading says that he's probably going to play. They're not too worried about it. But when he came off, man, that arm was limp. So you do at least want to monitor it a little bit in case you need to pick up some of the streaming quarterbacks that we're going to talk about later. updates. Oh, and also I did not tie in the tonight or well, this afternoon's game. I do remember I watched a lot of the game. I didn't watch all of it, but Bud Dupree, obviously we don't normally talk about defensive players, but Bud Dupree looks like he may have an ACL injury. That was the initial thought anyway. Trying to think if there were any big offensive injuries. I know RG3 came off the field limping, but he went right back out and played for what that matters. But, I mean, Lamar Jackson will be back next week, so I don't think that matters too much. But all right, so the injury updates, Julio Jones had a hamstring. Still, it's the same
every week, man. That it's like he tries to get it going out there. But you know what? If Matt Ryan was throwing me the football the way that Matt Ryan's throwing the football, I'd probably have that. That's like equivalent to me fumbling the ball and getting hurt. You know, fumble the ball, get hurt, or have Matt Ryan throw the ball and get hurt. I think that might be one of those things. But actually, I wouldn't say that about Julio. Julio's a gamer. I think he'd play if he could, but he's just. He's constantly got something going on with those tissue injuries, man.
Right. And he was close to returning this week, so there is a decent chance that he might play in week 13. I know we said that last week, or a lot of people said that last week. I don't remember specifically if we did. I'm sure we did if we had an update on him, but he had like three limited practices last week. So all the arrows are pointing in the right direction, at least. Kenny Golladay. He may still be another week or two away, and you know you're looking at fantasy playoffs coming around. So if you're secure, you're locked in, you think that there's a chance that Golladay might come back, then maybe now's the time to make a move to get him. If you need a win because you're on a bubble, now might be the time to try to sell him to that team that's in, you know, one of those top two or three places in the league that are confident, and then maybe you can sell them to get a piece that you need to get into the playoffs. Just something to consider when you're down to, you know, just a couple weeks left with the playoffs at hand. Those are the sort of things that you need to think about. I know redraft leagues, a lot of redraft leagues, trade deadlines up, but it's never too early or too late to trade in dynasty. We all know that. Miles Gaskin, he's likely to return this week with little to no competition for touches, especially with Salvin Ahmed. I am going to say Ahmed now because I finally agree with our boy George Reed from Break from the Grind. That is how he pronounces his name. So I need to start getting used to saying Ahmed. He's likely out for at least another week, so that should really help with Miles Gaskin there. David Johnson, he's eligible to return from his IR as soon as this week. As a matter of fact, I wrote that up last night, but I saw a notification came through today that said that they are starting his 21-day return from IR, which means he can return as soon as tomorrow or up to 21 days.
What's their record right now, Houston? Let me take a look.
I think they have 4 wins, if I remember right.
What, I mean, all right. You know, why? What are they doing? Why even I guess he wants to play. He's got to earn money.
Well, you know, his contract was heavily incentive based.
There you go.
So
that's interesting. Sure. If you're an owner of David Johnson, or if he's available on waivers, because if it's incentive based and if they are going to give him a chance to play, he's going to be playing his heart out because he's playing for money.
Right. Yeah, and it's for whatever reason they don't like Duke Johnson. I don't get it. They don't like Duke Johnson.
They're not the only ones, man.
I get it.
What team has Duke been on that they've liked him?
I know. I get it. So I'm sure there's something else to it. I don't know. I like the guy. I think he can play.
I do too, man. I like him coming out of Miami.
Maybe he's in a piss poor attitude or something. Who knows?
I don't know.
But my point is like, again, you're at this point in the season, especially in Dynasty, you're kind of thinking about trades, you know, like David Johnson did not look bad at the start of the season. He didn't look great, but he didn't look
better option than Todd Gurley, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I made that bet with you last week about Todd Gurley, and then he was out, so I'm already in the hole on that one. So that's not cool, because we count injuries on our side bets here at Toilets and Titles. It's very rare that we say only if he's healthy, because that's kind of a cop-out.
Well, sometimes we'll say, like, you know, 8-game minimum or whatever, or if they only play 8 games, we'll put his best 8, his 8 versus the other person's best 8 or whatever. So, but we don't do strictly only if he's healthy, because that is a cop out.
Yeah, but if it helps my bet on the bathroom boards, then I promise you I'm going to do all I can to find every loophole possible.
You might have to, man.
I tell you. Whew. Yeah, I can tell that you didn't bring me on because of my expertise. You brought me on for my good looks and personality. You're the one with all the expertise for sure.
Look at you, man, with that orange shirt on and that lighting.
Yeah. And then the beard matches the shirt. I color coordinated. It's we're doing good.
Yeah.
DeAndre Swift. He should return this week from concussion protocol. Really no reason to think that he's not going to play. He already missed a full game. So typically that second week, they almost always come back. And then Tua could miss another week or two. And again, at this point, redraft, I think you can pretty much move on from Tua. I think if Fitz continues to play well, there's no reason they should go back to the rookie. I know they wanted to get him some reps and they wanted to get him ready for next season and his future. But I mean, realistically, the Dolphins actually have a chance to make some noise in the playoffs. So
they're one game out of the AFC East. They're right. One game behind Buffalo. They can't be messing around right now. Now is not the time for experimenting. You know, I said this, dude. I said this when they benched Fitzpatrick for Tua. You know, my thought was that he wanted to get Tua in there in the middle of the year because I don't think he thought he was ready, but he knew – I think he needed to shut people up and he needed to give him an opportunity to show if he was ready. And I figured as soon as he made a mistake, they were going to take him out and he was going to say, look, see, now shut up and let me do my job. And he was going to put Fitzpatrick in. Now, do I believe that's the exact scenario? No. I don't think that is because I think Tua played better than I thought he would. But it's the best option for them this year. And I think they need to let him carry them into the playoffs and get that momentum going because he was hot. He played very well, and I'm surprised they benched him when he did.
Right. Yep. Well, that's all I have for your injury updates, unless you can think of anything from this afternoon's game that I'm doing.
There is one injury I do want to speak of, and it's from a person who's currently in our chat here on our YouTube stream, and it's Rich Gonzalez of the Raider Nation. I think his pride is a little hurt. He's a little beat up after this last weekend's matchup. But Rich, man, we've all been there, all right? And the thing is, you know, you can't say anything about somebody who just shows up. And the ability to show up is one of the best abilities. Availability is one of the best abilities. And you're here, man, regardless. And we respect that and we appreciate that. Just keep coming back here, whether the Raiders win or lose, man. We appreciate you, and we're sending positive vibes so you can help recover from your injury.
and that fully heartfelt sentiment from John, I mean, it was beautiful. But Rich, all I have to say for you is,
and then put a toilet flush. We need a toilet flush.
Yeah, we'll get a toilet flush on there soon.
Yeah. All right, games of the week. My game of the week is Patriots at Chargers. I'm very excited to see how Bill handles Justin Herbert. They did a very good job against Kyler Murray, and now they're going against another young quarterback in Justin Herbert. And I think if you looked at what Stephon Gilmore did against Keenan Allen, I talk about it a little later on in the show. I don't have the notes in front of me right here, but I think he held him to like 3 catches for 30 yards. Gilmore locked up Hopkins, and now he's going to play Keenan Allen this week, and I think he's going to have similar results. And I think that's going to hurt Justin Herbert, having Keenan Allen taken away. How can he handle that? And I'm interested to see how he handles that, and I'm interested to see how he handles a Bill Belichick defense. So this is a very exciting game for me this week. What's your game of the week, Justin?
I'm chatting with Rich here. I had to make up for it. I had to apologize a little bit. That was a little bit too overboard, especially for him. But all right. So my game of the week is the Rams at the Cardinals. It's a 4:05 PM game. Both of these teams are still in playoff contention not only in playoff contention, but actually divisional title contention. Kyler Murray had a rare bad game in week 12 against the Patriots. Belichick found a way to make sure his defense kept Murray contained. If you watch that game, he wasn't going anywhere, man. And it was so odd to see Kyler Murray be the way he was. He was so frustrated and did not look like Kyler Murray. He already kind of has that RBF. Kind of look to him, that resting bitch face sort of thing. But I mean, you never see him upset and grumpy like this. So it was just odd to see him out of his element. They found a way to contain the edge on him. And then the secondary, Oh, and that
resting and bitch face.
They also had the talent in the secondary to keep the passing yardage low as well. The Rams have a better defense than the Patriots at this point, and a good coach that can notice the stuff like that, that will find a way in the film room to help make sure that they do a little bit of a lot of the same thing. In my mind, at least they're going to try. I don't know if they can contain Murray again for a second week. That's a pretty tall order, but if they can, then they may be able to make something out of this, make it into another game.
And then Nate's game of the week is Bills at San Francisco, which is the game I was going to choose, but Nate already had it, so I didn't want to take that away from him. It's a big matchup for both teams, both coming off wins. The Niners won a tough game last week against the Rams, and the Bills took care of the Chargers. He's looking to see where the Niners go from here. Richard Sherman's back. Richard Sherman looked good. Javon Kinlaw looked like a game changer. Game changer. The dude can ball. Fred Warner's a stud, you know. And then we got that tough defense in San Francisco, regardless of what the offense looks like. And they're going to run the football. They're going to be able to run the football. And let's see how Josh Allen and that high flying offense in Buffalo. I mean, if you want to prepare for the Buffalo Bills, a good way to prepare for that offense is to go up against the Rams offense. They do a lot of things very similar. They stretch the field. They got targets everywhere. They throw the ball to everybody. All right, and then they got multiple backs. They're going to run it. So I think that the San Francisco 49ers are prepared, but how are they going to hold up to the Bills? And the Bills have the Miami Dolphins right behind them, so they cannot let up if they want to win that division for the first time in God knows how long. So Bills in San Francisco, that is going to be an exciting game. Now let's move on to the betting segment. Well, wait, let's talk about – do you want to talk about Thrive Fantasy real quick, Justin? I know we got some Thrive stuff to talk about.
Yeah, so I cannot wait to get a drop on this one because it can sometimes take really long, and I fumble through it every single time, so I can't wait to make this sound professional. But so the Thrive Fantasy app is something that you can download in more than half of the states in the U.S. Unfortunately, you can't get it here in Indiana, but some states you can download the Thrive Fantasy app. And you can actually bet on games kind of like DraftKings in a way, but mostly in this one, you're doing prop bets. You can prop bet like 10 or 12 different prop bets, and you get points based on how you finish those prop bets within a group of people, kind of like what fantasy football would be on DraftKings. So there's only a certain number of people within each group that you're playing against, so it increases your odds of winning. So if you hit that promo code there under John's chin, T2T, again, to emphasize so you guys don't look up the wrong promo codes. It's T2T, that's the number two, for Toilets to Titles. And you hit that promo code whenever you deposit money for the first time. And when you deposit anywhere from $20 to $50, they will double your deposit. So you deposit $50 into that account, you're going to look at your account and have $100 to bet and play with. it's also a way to help support our show as well. So if you would, do not forget that promo code. Get yourself some extra cash and help support us. And then make sure you send us a message to let us know what you won and how much you won and how much fun you're having on there. Because if we can get a sound drop from you, then maybe we can have a little bit of a we can include you into our promo code, maybe even have you do the promo code for us as kind of a way to get you on the show as a listener so that I don't have to say it again because I'm getting tired of saying it.
There you go. All you got, you want to get on the show as a listener, play Thrive, win yourself some money, send us a sound drop of you talking about yourself winning some money. Thanks to us. And then boom, we'll throw it on the podcast. And Justin spoke a little earlier. He can't wait to have a drop of all of that. And that's going to happen. And a lot of things are happening behind the scenes. You know, this is, we're not even done with our first season as a show. We've been growing and evolving steadily and steadily. Things have been changing and they're going to change so much from here on out, you know, due to all the things we have going on behind the scenes, but also due to the fact that we're just growing as a show. And I do think, you know, next season, when we look back on this season, we're going to be like, hey, remember when we did things that way? Because I think things are going to be looking a lot different. But the main thing is you're still going to get us and you're still going to get our content. And if that's what you're here for, that ain't changing. We're not going anywhere. It's just all the other details and ways we record and who we record with and what umbrellas we're under, all that stuff. It might change a little bit. But
the ways that we can interact with you, the listeners and the viewers and the followers, so we can try to help make you a little bit more involved in the show as well.
Here's another little teaser. We're going to have a Patreon. We're going to have a Patreon within maybe the next few weeks, and we're going to have some special perks to being Patreon members, you know, some ways that people can directly interact with us. You know, you help us out, we help you out. And well, we're getting too far ahead, but we got things going on. The wheels are turning, man. And we got somebody who's shush, shush, just Pake. Who's that guy?
I don't know. That one is coming in from Periscope. So not really sure what you mean there, but if you want to, yeah, I don't know what Selm means, but
if you're listening, this isn't great audio. This is more better if you're in the YouTube chat, but we do have a commenter. His name is SHSHSHJSJSSPAKE. And his comment was Selm. So Selm to you as well. Unless Selm is something negative, then I do not want to send back that negativity in your direction. All right, let's move on to the betting segment. lines that caught Nate's eye this week. Nate, you're going to like this, Rich. Nate likes the Raiders -7.5 at the Jets. So take that. You guys are going to rebound this week. I was drinking the Raiders Kool-Aid. I was drinking the Derek Carr Kool-Aid last week. So maybe it's my fault. I won't play him in DraftKings this week, all right? I won't do that because it didn't work out for you guys. He likes the Lions -3 at the Bears, and he likes the Colts -3.5 at the Texans. Now, his locks for the week, Titans -6 versus the Browns. The Browns are the worst good team in the NFL. Titans are going to kick their ass. You heard that here from Nate. You heard that from me. The Titans mean business, and I think Ryan Tannehill is going to throw for 3 or 4 touchdowns. And I think they're just going to beat the hell out of the Browns. By the time the game's almost over, I think Derrick Henry ain't even going to be in there. It's not going to be because of injury. They don't need him in the game. That's how bad that one's going to be. Packers -8.5 versus the Eagles. Nate has this as a lock, but I think this one might be close because I think the Eagles might play tough in this one. I think this one might be a little bit of a trap game for the Packers. But Nate has it as a lock, -8.5. Now, down to dudes and duds for the week. I got Kirk Cousins versus Jacksonville. Cousins threw for 3 TDs each of the last 2 weeks, and he will face a weak Jags defense at home. So I'm starting Kirk Cousins. Phillip Rivers at Houston. Rivers will bounce back this week against the weak Houston secondary. It's going to be indoors. It's going to be in a controlled environment. Houston secondary is the middle of the pack, and I think that he's going to connect with his guys, Michael Pittman, T.Y. Hilton starting to come alive, Trey Burton, and he's going to have Jonathan Taylor back this week. So Rivers should bounce back. My man, David Montgomery versus Detroit. Monty had a huge week last week. Monster performance against Green Bay. Only 16 touches, and he totaled 143 yards. That's not volume. That's production. All right. Detroit is even worse against the run than Green Bay is. He should continue to eat. Now, you guys are going to like this next one because I'm going to throw Justin a bone. Miles Sanders at Green Bay. Sanders has had tough matchups over the last 3 weeks, and he has not fared all that well. All right. He has a better matchup this week. And with how bad Wentz has looked, I expect Philly to lean on Sanders and Scott. And that's why I think they're going to be able to keep this game close with Green Bay. At wide receiver, Brandon Cooks. Hey,
John?
Yeah, go ahead.
So do you want to take a moment here to plug that bathroom board bet that we had at the beginning of the season that became a little bit of a Twitter back and forth this week?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, if you are new to the show,
that was legitimately the bet. So
yeah, if you're new to the show, this off season we kind of came up with the bathroom board just by our rankings and debates and whatnot. Every time we kind of disagreed or whatever, we just wanted to have a little fun, little wager. We have an episode. You can go back and listen to it. It's probably, I don't know what episode it is, but you can look up the names of it. It's the bathroom board. It talks about all our bets for the end season. And the first one that started the bet is everyone was drinking the Miles Sanders Kool-Aid this year. And I think Miles Sanders can play, okay? But I also didn't think he was that far from David Montgomery. I didn't think David Montgomery was as bad as people thought he was, and I didn't think Miles Sanders was as good as people thought he was. So I didn't even have David Montgomery ahead of Miles Sanders in my rankings. I had Miles Sanders a little bit ahead of him, but I took the bet because I just wanted to hammer home a point. I thought that it could happen, and I didn't think it was that far out of the picture because I thought David Montgomery's got a clear, you know, Tariq Cohen's there, but I think David Montgomery's better than him. You go back and you watch his Iowa State film, this guy's elusive as hell. I always say he did more behind the offensive line at Iowa State as far as making people miss than most running backs do after the line of scrimmage. All right. This guy has eyes in the back of his head. He might not be the fastest guy, but he gets it done. Miles Sanders only had 1 year as a bell cow at Penn State. 1 year. He was behind Saquon Barkley the whole time. Goes into Penn State, and then he comes into the NFL, and he's not that guy. He's the third down guy. So this year I had doubts that he could handle a full 16. Now, do I think he had a possibility of being an RB1? Yes, but do I think it was a given? No, all right? I didn't think this guy was guaranteed to be a top five or six running back, and that's kind of what people were talking about him as. So I knocked him a little bit because, again, I didn't think he could stay healthy. I didn't think he could get it done for a full 16. And me and Justin, we had this bet. So Justin, what are your thoughts?
I mean, so my thoughts are that I still have a chance because on the season, it's still close.
Yeah.
So, but I think you proved your point for sure. So it's almost to the point where even if I do win the bet, I'm almost going to feel obligated to still let you have it because you were right, even if you were wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, so you definitely proved your point. I was overvaluing Miles Sanders, and for what it's worth, I do have a lot of shares of David Montgomery because I was able to get him a couple rounds later. And you were talking him up so much that it was embedded in my head. So right now I'm thanking you. So I might just thank you by letting you have, I'll concede the win to you.
Well, let's hope he helps you win. Let's hope he helps you win. And then we could talk about it later. It ain't over yet. We can't count our eggs, our hens before they hatch, or eggs before they hatch, whatever that saying is. Maybe we should ask the Moonlighting guys about that saying. They might know that one better than I do.
Well, they just eating some fried chicken, so they know all about they know all about chickens.
All right. I'm going to go on with my dudes this week. Wide receiver, Brandon Cooks versus Indianapolis. Cooks is wide receiver 27 right now, playing as the second option behind Will Fuller. Will Fuller is out. He will slide in as the main option for Deshaun Watson, and I think this guy, he moves in to high-end wide receiver 2 territory with wide receiver 1 upside, but high-end wide receiver 2 territory. Wide receiver Michael Pittman versus Houston. Though he finished 2 for 28 last week, he saw a whopping 9 targets. In 3 of his last 4 games, he has topped 7 targets. I am confident in the fact that the Colts will want to throw and that they're going to get Pittman the ball. And like I said earlier, Rivers rebounds. So I think a Rivers-Pittman stack is very good for this week. Tight end Robert Tonyan versus Philadelphia. 5 receptions and a tutty each of the last 2 games. He's been producing. Rodgers trusts him, and that's huge, and he'll continue to target him. Now for my duds, Justin Herbert versus New England. I said this a little earlier. I think Bill is going to put him in check. They kept Kyler Murray in check last week, and the Patriots moved their attention to rookie Justin Herbert. Keenan Allen should see a lot of Stephon Gilmore, and Bill will do his best to make Justin uncomfortable. Not you, Justin. Justin Herbert. You might be uncomfortable right now because your wife's in the YouTube channel chat right now. And she's talking to you, so we need to focus on the episode, all right? You've got to stop whispering sweet nothings to her in the YouTube chat. The other quarterback, Matt Ryan versus the New Orleans Saints. Ryan has been god-awful, and I am not starting him anywhere. He's killing me. I have a lot of Matt Ryan shares, and he is killing me, man. Was that the sweet nothings chime?
Yeah.
Now I want to know, did she pick out that orange shirt?
No, actually, I think this was one of the shirts that she did not like, and she didn't want to tell me.
Oh, I like it.
Exactly.
I like it. All right. Matt Ryan stinks. Move on. Ezekiel Elliott has stunk. Ezekiel Elliott versus the Baltimore Ravens. Zeke was held to 10 for 32 last week versus Washington, and he's only topped 10 PPR points once over the last 5 games. With so much on the line at this point in the fantasy season, it's hard to count on him as anything but an RB2. She says she did not buy the shirt. Update. Justin White did not buy the orange shirt. Giants running backs at Seattle. I'm sitting them. With Jones possibly out, the Giants won't be able to get much going through the air or on the ground. I'm not starting anyone in that Giants backfield. Wide receiver Keenan Allen versus New England Patriots. Gilmore held Hopkins to a stat line of 3 for 26 last week. He will put the clamps on Keenan Allen in week 13. Wide receiver, the Bengals wide receivers at Miami. The Finns secondary is stingy. And the I think they're going to lock up these Bengals wide receivers. They'll smell blood in the water with Allen at the helm. I don't think any Cincy wide receiver will top 50 yards this week, so I'm not starting any of them. And then finally, it's hard for me to say this one, but Dallas Goedert at Green Bay. Ertz may be coming back. Even if he doesn't, Wentz has looked terrible, and the Packers will eliminate his favorite target. As always, everybody, if you can go to FusionFFB.com after listening to this episode, if you want to look at all our notes, the betting lines, the streamers, the turtle heads, whatever Justin's going to talk about from here on out, the dudes and duds, DraftKings, all of that stuff is on there. So you don't need to write this stuff down. You don't need to remember all this. You can go to FusionFFB.com, click week 13, boom, all that's in there. We do that for you guys, all right, because I'd want somebody to do that for me. That's the way I work. Justin, streamers, talk about your week 12 streams from last week and week 13 streamers for this week.
Yeah, so I had another pretty good week. This is like three or four in a row, so I don't want to jinx it or anything, but but I'm doing pretty well with my streamers. So, and I think it's because a lot of my teams are so bad right now that I am really surfing that stream. So, the good ones I had last week: Wayne Gallman, 18.1 PPR points; Nelson Aguilar, 10.4 PPR points, and he didn't even get the touchdown that I expected him to get. So that was pretty good, especially considering how poorly the Raiders played, which I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. Giants defense special teams was a top 12 this week. Wentz was a top 10 quarterback. BC Johnson was, he had 16.4 PPR. Robert Tonyan, 17.7. He was a top 4 tight end. Logan Thomas was a top 10 tight end for you. And the Packers D and Seahawks D were both startable streaming defenses for you as well. Now, here's my bad. Here's the big bad. And here's the bad that has pissed me off all season, and that is Derek Carr. I'm sorry, Rich, but I got to say it. I'm not even certain why I chose Carr for one reason, and I even said it last week on the show, and I quote, this is exactly what I said on the show last week: this call does scare me just a bit because the Raiders seem to play to the level of their opponents. So to say that since he faces the Falcons this week and the Jets in week 13 to finish up your fantasy regular season seems a bit scary. Turns out I should have trusted my gut rather than the matchup, because my gut ended up being a lot bigger than that matchup was, I'll tell you. So with that being said, this week 13 streamers, one of them is still Derek Carr, because I mean, think about it. The dude is playing the Jets, so unfortunately we have no other option, but I'm going to slide that under the more streamers. I don't really want to talk about him too much because he has ticked me off so much. Anyway, Taysom Hill.
I'm over Taysom Hill. I'm over Sean Payton and Taysom Hill, his bullshit offense. What it does to Alvin Kamara and my Michael Thomas shares. Get a real quarterback already. Get this guy out of here.
You don't have to like the guy, but you can love the 24 fantasy points that he got 2 weeks ago against the Falcons.
No, I understand what you're saying, and this is fantasy football, so I get it.
Okay, all right.
But when it comes to real football, I'm over it. All right, I'm over it.
Okay, all right. Well,
but go on. But
I need a sound drop for that. But I don't exactly know how you just made me feel.
But continue, please continue.
All right. So 24 fantasy points 2 weeks ago against the Falcons, and that's who he's playing again this week. Last week he well overperformed, last week he did really well too against an amazing matchup. So there's no reason to believe he's not going to be a top 10 fantasy quarterback this week against the Falcons. let's see. Kirk Cousins. Cousins had 11 touchdowns and only one interception over the last 4 weeks. Granted, his opponents were the Lions, the Bears, the Cowboys, and the Panthers, but this stretch is exactly why he's been in the streamers for the last 4 weeks. He does play well against weaker matchups, and he's playing against Jacksonville this week, who has a really poor secondary themselves. So then I guess I actually did write up a little bit of an insert here about Derek Carr, about how I would still stream him this week. It'll be on FusionFFB.com. Again, it just leaves a dirty taste in my mouth, so I don't want to talk about it. let's see. Running backs, James White. He is still unowned in nearly 40% of Yahoo leagues and 52% of ESPN leagues. And with the fall of Sexy Rexy Burkhead, we have seen yet another rise of the great James White, finishing as a fantasy running back 2 in each of the last 2 weeks. Sony Michel was active in week 12 and still didn't register a stat. So I don't know if that's because he's still trying to come back from his injury, or if it's because or if it's just because he wasn't in the game plan. But if he does come back and he does play more, I see that cutting more into Damian Harris's carries and opportunities more so than James White's. The Chargers are a middle of the road defense, and White will likely be a focal point for this New England offense yet again for the remainder of the season. Latavius Murray could be a good streamable running back for you. So I know a lot of times you don't like to pick up and start those backup running backs on their own team. But if you think about it, since they've lost Drew Brees, they've had to really focus on their run game. And 2 weeks ago against the Falcons, Murray had 85 yards. And the Saints were run heavy early and often to the point where all three of their stud running backs, Kamara, Murray, and your boy Taysom Hill, were all used early and often throughout the entire game. Then last week, it was more of the same, except at a certain point, they were blowing out the Broncos so bad that they decided to take care of Kamara, rest him up a little bit. You want him healthy for the playoff run, especially if Drew's going to miss time into the playoffs. And when they did that, Murray exploded, and he had a huge game. So there's no reason to believe that Murray isn't going to continue to be heavily involved in this offense for the rest of the season, at least while Drew's still out. He also has that high touchdown potential because he does have touchdown scoring ability. So I would say that that you're definitely going to start him if you're streaming running backs, if you're still hurting with your injuries. Corey Davis. We've had to wait 4 years for this, but Corey Davis is finally having a nice breakout season. I'm not saying that he's blowing it up. He's still third fiddle in most games, second fiddle to some games behind AJ Brown and Janu. But he certainly had a career season up to this point. So his average games make him a low wide receiver three on the season, and he faces Jacksonville this week, who are in the lower third of the league against wide receivers. So there's no reason to believe that he's not at least going to get his average, which is a low-end wide receiver three. And if you're streaming wide receivers, a low-end wide receiver three isn't bad, but then he has that touchdown potential since he's playing Jacksonville. Tight end streamers. Trey Burton. The Colts go out of their way every single week to keep Trey Burton involved in this offense. Most weeks, he's proven himself worthy of these opportunities. He's had at least a decent or solid game almost every single week that he's gotten opportunities. He's only averaging 3 catches a game, so it is risky if you look at it that way. But again, you're streaming tight ends in a bad tight end season. But he is targeted a lot in the red zone when he does get targets. And he also has a few rushing attempts. He had 2 rushing touchdowns this season in back-to-back games. So the touchdown potential is still there a little bit more for him than it is for most streaming tight ends. And then this week they play the Texans, who have a habit of giving away points to opposing teams. So it's probably not a bad start. Robert Tonyan. He's still available in nearly 40% of Yahoo leagues and 54% of ESPN leagues. He is also playing against the very woeful Eagles. So
I have him as a dude this week. So
right. So we're both on the same page with him.
Like onion.
Only funner, but that would be Funyun.
Onions have layers. That was a Shrek quote there. Come on. You don't know, come on, who doesn't know Shrek? I bet everybody in the chat knew that that was a Shrek. That was a Shrek quote. Onions have layers.
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. Defenses. The Raiders. The Raiders defense. Here you go. Here you go, Rich. I'll give back a little bit of the love. Like I said before, I do think that John Gruden's going to light a fire under the asses of his players this week, and they are playing the 0-11 Jets, who are going to be the 0-11 Jets, because for 11 weeks now, we've seen them be the 0-11 Jets. So I feel like the Raiders are going to be hungry. That game that they gave up last week is a game that they should not have given up, much less to lose by like 35 points or whatever that they lost by. Like they got embarrassed by a team that they should have won, and they are supposed to be a team on the bubble of making the playoffs. So they're going to be
the worst. It might be the worst like loss for any good team this season.
Yeah, and it's like I almost said, if I wanted to talk about him earlier, if you look at FusionFFB.com and read the article later, it's the fact that they play to their opponent, and it drives me insane. But I don't. But I think that one has to be the kicker, right? Like at a point, something. If they're going to really be a playoff team, they've got to show up against the Jets this week, and I think it's going to happen. So I'm going to start that defense because, you know, it's Darnold or it's Flacco or whoever it's the hell they want to put in at quarterback. At this point, they might be better off with that Hinton kid that played for the Broncos this week. Yeah, Kendall.
It only cost Denver about $36,000 to suit him up, so he's available.
Yeah, that's the cheapest starting quarterback in the league.
They could have threw the guy home. You know, yeah. I'm not going to count another man's money, but when I saw that, that's, you know, like, come on, you elevated the guy from the practice squad. He's playing an NFL game for you. Like,
works at the same time, though. When is his next opportunity to get his name called so much during an NFL game?
True. That's kind of always be that answer to, like, I was going to say a Jeopardy question, but it made me emotional briefly. So, trivia. It'll be a trivia answer in the future.
The Seahawks are my other streaming defense. They started off a little sluggish this season, but they've progressively been getting better. They have Jamal Adams back, and that defense looks so much better with Jamal Adams. They're facing the Giants this week, who already have given up the third most fantasy points to defenses this season, and now they're possibly going to be rolling out with Colt McCoy this week at quarterback. So that makes that matchup even a little bit more juicy. They're probably my defensive start of the week just because I still am worried about the Raiders letting me down. But please go out, get the stream or get and stream and start those Seahawks defense, and then go ahead and keep them for weeks 15 and 16 as well, because they face the Jets in Washington. So, and actually I think that might be 14 and 15.
The time to get the Seahawks was before last week.
Oh, I agree, but they're still available in like over 50% of ESPN and Yahoo League. So
it started like a 4-week run for them, you know?
Yeah.
They had a very nice schedule down the stretch. So if you can get them, listen to Justin, get them, because they have a very nice stretch of games and you will have no question. So if you're picking up a defense now, you clearly don't have a top five defense. If you don't have a top five defense, you've been dealing with guessing or deciding what defense do I play this week. You pick up the Seahawks, you don't have to do that for the next few weeks. Pick them up, slot them in, you're good to go. You can worry about everything else.
Yep, absolutely. Other possible streamers, Baker Mayfield, Jamal Williams, Alexander Mattison, if Cook doesn't.
What about Trubisky?
Sammy Watkins, Deebo Samuel, Michael Pittman, Darnell Mooney, Henry Ruggs, Tyler Eifert, the Bears, and the Bills. What about Trubisky, man?
He had like 20 points last week.
Okay, I guess.
I started Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan got me doo-doo. All right, I would have much preferred Mitch Trubisky. I think I'm starting Mitch Trubisky over Matt Ryan this week, man. We want a bathroom board?
No. No, because I mean, maybe if you'd have chosen a different quarterback than Matt Ryan, he's
name one,
Mahomes.
Yeah,
we'll get one. Okay. Let me look at it because I think next is your DFS lineup, so I'll look at one.
All right, so this week here's my DFS lineup. Hopefully, we win some big money again. DraftKings.com is what I use. Quarterback, I have him as a dude. That's Kirk Cousins versus Jacksonville at 6,400. Austin Eckler is back. I didn't think he'd do as good as he did last week, and he did. He's ready to roll, and I think the Patriots are going to shut down that passing attack, and I think there's going to be a lot of checkdowns. So I'm starting Eckler versus the Patriots for 7,100. I'm starting David Montgomery versus Detroit again. I had him as a dude. 5,500. So he's much cheaper than Eckler. Wide receiver Justin Jefferson versus Jacksonville at 6,900. So I'm stacking Cousins and Jefferson, and I think it's going to be a lot of money. And then I got Brandon Cooks versus Indianapolis. Again, he was a dude for me at 5,600. And then Robert Woods at Arizona. I think he is going to have a big day against Arizona. I think there's going to be a high scoring game, even though that Rams defense is good. I do think the Cardinals bounce back, and I do think that we're going to see a lot of points. And I think Robert Woods is going to light it up. He's at 5,900. And then another dude I had at tight end, Robert Tonyan versus Philadelphia, 3,700. That is very cheap. That is dirt cheap. Even if you need to, if you have a better tight end to play, you could throw him in as your flex if you want to pad everybody else up there with some big money. At my flex, I got Michael Pittman at Houston, 4,900. Again, he had 9 targets last week. 9 targets. Only connected with 2, though. So if he gets half of that, 5 or 6, for 60 or 70 yards, if he can get into the end zone, that's going to be worth it. And then, like Justin said, stream Seattle Seahawks. I am starting them here versus the New York Giants at 3,300. Again, this will be at FusionFFB.com. You can check it out. Start this lineup, and let's win some cash.
Hey, I got your quarterback for that side bet.
What's that?
So you want Mitch Trubisky, and I'm gonna throw out there your boy Taysom Hill.
Ugh.
You just you're complaining about.
I'll do it.
You'll do it. All right. Yeah. Thanks. You just let me gain a bet on you. I appreciate that.
I'm just gonna. It's gonna allow me to root even more against Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Yep.
He's a real jerk.
Go ahead and live in your dream world. All right. The turtle heads. I've only got one turtle head for you. And guys, we're looking at the end of the season here. So when we're talking turtle heads and redraft at this point, you're pretty much getting to the point where you're set with the team that you have for the most part. It's hard to find good turtle heads at this point. So this week's turtle head is actually going to be a dynasty turtle head. This is a player that's poking out, ready to explode. And you're going to want to go pick him up right now. So
that was way too much, man.
Nah. Well, I had to go over the top a little bit, though, because we've got our guys from Moonlight and Outdoors here, and I want them to understand why we call this segment the turtle.
Even the deer, like, looked disgusted when you said that.
No, me and Barney have become buddies. Hey, actually, since you guys are in here now, do these deer have names?
Bilbo.
You didn't? All right, well... I've been.
How many of them are there?
Fuck, I don't know.
How many deer are there? We are currently, if you're listening on Podbean or Apple Podcasts, we are in a studio this week because we've upgraded our digs, and there are some deer heads on the wall. And Justin is speaking with the guys from Moonlighting Outdoors, and he's talking to them about the deer, and he's trying to find out if they have names. Justin, do they have names?
No, actually, they allowed me to name one Barney, though. So that's
Merry and Pippin. All right, let's go Lord of the Rings. Merry and Pippin, done.
What?
No, you, Barney's fine. Barney's fine.
What have you done to the show? No, so you asked how many deer heads are up here. I only see 2 right now, but I know Justin. And by the time, oh, nope, there's 3 over there above Justin's head. But if I know him, by the time I get home, it's going to be 6. That's what I'm going to say. That's what
at least you know, you can name them now, but if there's more, let me name 1 or 2.
That's up to these guys, man. It's their kills.
Well, I mean, we could just pretend we got names. They don't gotta know.
He'll save 1 for you that you can name.
Fair enough. All right. That was excellent audio. That was excellent audio.
You can name the fox. I got a fox up.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'd much rather name a fox than a deer. Fox are badass. Deer are like deer everywhere. Fox are cool. So, but I got to think on that. I can't.
All right. My turtle head for this week is Isaiah Coulter, the rookie wide receiver out of Rhode Island for the Houston Texans, who has yet to record a stat this season. So here's the thing. Will Fuller's out. He got busted for PEDs, and he is driving a dagger through my heart and killing my fantasy teams all at the same time. So a lot of people are going to go out and pick up Kiki Kuti, as they should. Kiki Kuti is obviously going to be the guy for this season to fill in that spot to get by. But if you look at their metrics and you look at their size, I think that they drafted Isaiah Coulter to fill that Will Fuller role because we all know that Will Fuller has that history of injuries, bad injuries over the course of his career. This was his last season going into this season. He's going to be a free agent after this year. This getting kicked out with PEDs doesn't look good for them to re-sign him. There's still that chance maybe another team wants to pay him money, give him another chance sort of thing. So maybe he's not there. I think Isaiah Coulter has a real possibility to be the next Will Fuller, and I'm thinking it's going to take another season. Obviously, you know how I feel about rookie wide receivers, but next season he's not going to be a rookie. He'll have a full year under his belt. And maybe another season after that, he might be ready to go, kind of like Will Fuller, how it took him a little time to pick up. So if you're in dynasty leagues, you can go out and get Isaiah Coulter in a lot of leagues, because even the people that drafted him, a lot of them have already dropped him just because he hasn't recorded a stat.
I like it, man. That's a deep dive right there. I'm not going to repeat what you had to say about comparing him to a turtlehead and some of the expressive words you used, because I think you went a little overboard. But
I just meant that Coulter is an explosive player.
I like it. I like that.
All right.
All right, everybody. That does it for episode number 31, man. Week number 13. It is crunch time. Be active. Be active. Whether you are out of it or whether you are in it, there are moves to be made that can help you now or that can help you next season. So never sit pretty on what you have and think that's enough, because anything can happen. Anybody could get hurt. And you never know what's the worst thing that could happen when you send out an offer. It gets rejected. It's exactly. Try. You can always be improving. So right now, be active. If you are out, and you got somebody like Julio Jones, might be a bad example because he's a little dinged up, but you got somebody like that shit. I'm selling DK Metcalf, man. I know we don't have time for this. This is the end of an episode, but that guy, he's great, and I would love to start him, and I'd love to keep him for a long time. But if you can restock, especially in a super flex league, by selling a guy like that for multiple picks, and you can get a wide receiver like Terry McLaurin, who's almost just as good, I'm doing it. So all I'm saying is, before we cut out of here tonight, be active. Get better to either win this year or win next year. As always, you can find me on Twitter at Coach Sheps. You could find Justin on the Twitter at JustinFF_. Nate is on there at Nate_Dirt19. In the show, we're at Toilets Titles. You can find us Apple Podcast, Podbean, Periscope, Spotify, YouTube, all that good stuff. And we really appreciate it. If you're listening to us, go to our YouTube channel, hit like and subscribe. And if you're watching us via YouTube, if you got Spotify, Podbean, podcast, just hit subscribe. You know, throw us a few downloads, like, review, all of that stuff is greatly appreciated. We thank you, Justin.
Yeah, so real quick, just want to plug it again and thank the guys at MLO, Moonlight and Outdoors, for their willingness to reach out to us and their hospitality. But it does mean a lot to know that people are listening and people are watching, and just like what Ben sent to us earlier in that group chat, guys like Steve and Rich and Matt and so many others that are on the chat on a regular basis, and Beryl that just won the autograph card, Joshua Fusion, like I could go on forever, because, and like I know George would probably it would really hurt on the inside if I didn't mention George's name, at Break from the Grind. So but all the guys, man, I really appreciate you guys. We wouldn't be able to continue to do this if it wasn't for your support, because at this point we probably would have already felt down and dejected and felt like we were doing this for no reason. So you keep us motivated, you keep us going. So again, Moonlight and Outdoors, check them out there, you know what, one more time.
Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Moonlight and Outdoors podcast. If you hadn't already, please go on over and like and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as our Instagram and Facebook. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so I told him earlier that he's got that voice, so it works out great. He said it a lot better than I could.
It's a mighty fine voice.
All right.
Top three.
So the last thing I have to say, just like I always do, just love each other, guys. We're all in this together.
Catch y'all later.